1 FM, BBC Radio 2.
I've got an email here from Ange in Crewe, who tells me that Jonathan Ross is on Twitter.
Do you Twitter, Catherine?
Have a big old wild guess.
Jonathan Ross's Twitter is on Twitter wondering how we're doing. You think he could turn the radio on?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Well, we're online across the universe.
Yeah, I mean, someone in Italy is
exactly.
Is
we're having emails from all around the world. There's Jonathan.
What is Twitter is? Is it when people talk like that?
I don't get Twitter. It's
I imagine
Jonathan's a big fan of it. Stephen Fry's a big fan.
So what is? Have you got your own website or something?
No, it's a whole other thing. Okay. It's called social networking.
Yes, like MySpace.
You can only post something that's 140 characters long, minutes long. I don't know. And
is a character a letter?
I think
word.
So.
Okay.
No, and but it's literally people going, having a cup of tea.
Oh.
I'm in a pub.
Why do they do that?
Why would you do
that? That's called a status update.
That's
I know
called
that.
Wasting your life.
It's called being very sad.
Yeah. Although clearly it's
no,
the future and we're wrong.
No, lots of people love it. I know.
We are wrong. Text in and tell us why we're wrong.
Tell us.
891.
What are you doing right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
David.Tennant@bbc.co.uk. An email address which will exist for probably only another hour and a half.
So make the most of it. Is that going to be forever?
I don't think. To be honest, I've had a BBC email address since I started Doctor Who.
It
was
have you?
It was something obscure so that nobody knew it was me. I've never checked it.
No. But now. What's it called? Fun box? What's that thing that things come up in?
Fun
inbox. Inbox, sorry. I don't know these things.
You really don't,
it
do
will
you?
Be inundated, won't it?
Well, it'll probably just...
Memory space.
Well, I don't
delete.
Know.
Just whatever.
Delete.
Is that a word?
Control, delete, escape. Press them all at once and something happens.
Something will happen. Now, I've got a feeling someone told me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That 6:45 tonight on BBC One.
Oh, you might want to tune in.
Something's happening.
You might want to tune in. I don't want to drive the listeners through anything
specific.
Come on. But,
Is it not the Doctor Who Easter special Planet of the Dead?
Oh, do you know, if you're forcing me to talk about it,
It
is. It is on BBC One, so we're in direct competition with Paul Merton's Silent Clowns.
That was a little bit...
on the something theatre Tavistock. Where was it he said he was tonight? Oh, you see, they go out the studio.
Oh, but that's okay, because they'll have...
They've booked their tickets already. They'll all have it on Sky Plus.
They will.
Other recording
facilities are available.
He's in the De Montfort Hall, Leicester.
Okay.
But if you're not there, you probably want to be tuning into BBC One or BBC HD channel.
Ooh. Is there any difference?
It's clearer.
Is it?
There's more pixels.
See your spots more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bit worrying.
Is it?
Yeah. I've been filming this week and I've got this right pluke on the side of my face. Look at that.
Oh, what? A pluke?
Pluke.
What's a pluke, sir? May I ask?
Ask the Proclaimers about that.
Is it a Scottish thing?
It's a Scottish way of saying zit.
A pluke?
A pluke. It's a good word, don't you think?
It is. I wouldn't have said it was a thing on your face.
No, it's
carbuncle.
But no, to get back to the...
sorry.
6:45 tonight, the Doctor Who Easter special. Yes.
Brilliant.
I've only got four shows left in Doctor
Who. You've only got four lines in that one.
No, I've got a few more than that. And this is the first of my last four. But we have some rather interesting guest cast for the finale later on this year, don't we, Catherine?
We do. Yeah. We do? You do?
Yeah, I think we can say we do.
Can we say we do?
Yeah, the Sun took a picture of you, put it in the paper. So everyone knows you're back in it. We can't pretend any longer.
Imagine we were just messing with them, though.
Yeah, well,
that
yes.
Would be good.
Yes. But there's somebody else who's back, isn't there?
There is someone else who's back.
Yeah, Lord Bernard of Cribbins.
The Lordus Bernard of Cribbins, my on-screen grandfather.
Yeah.
And he's just a force of nature.
He
isn't
is
he?
Unstoppable.
He's
yeah.
fantastic.
Is he 80 now?
Yeah.
I mean,
who was it? Oh, someone said to him on the catering bus, what are you about? What, about 80 or over 80, about 90? Something like that. It was pretty not, you know. And he said, no, I'm actually 80.
Yeah.
That's what I am. I'm 80.
But he's got more
he's
energy
fantastic.
Than anybody else on set.
Oh, he is phenomenal.
Yeah. And in memory of that, and in celebration of 6:45 tonight. He's not in this episode, but his spirit is there.
Yes.
We thought
we might play because he was in a as he would say 200 years ago. Whenever he talks about anything, yeah. 200 years ago when I was in Wigan, he was a pop star.
He was. He had proper hits.
Yeah, proper. You know what do they call it? The hit parade.
The hit parade. He was astride it like a colossus.
He was. And we would like to play something of his now.
This is for Bernard. We hope you're listening, Bernard.
Right, said Fred.
Listen, here it comes.
Here we comes.
Right, said Fred. Both of us together, one.